We are doing the Rambam's 13 principles, and we're up to the 13th. The Yisod HaShlosha Asar, and the 13th foundation, Tchiyat HaMetim, is the fact that the dead are going to be brought back to life. V'kval Be'anu. Rambam says, I already explained that in the beginning of my introduction to this 10th chapter of Sanhedrin. So the Rambam here brings us to the conclusion of the 13 principles, and the Rambam says, V'kasher yiyu kayemim la'adam kol ha'yisodot halalu. And when a person validates in his mind all these fundamentals, ve'emunato be'em amitit, and he believes, he recognizes their truths, harei hu nichnas b'chlal Yisrael. Then he enters the general term of Israel. V'chova le'avo, and then we are compelled, we are required to love him, v'lachmol alav, and to have compassion over him. V'kol ma sheziva Hashem otanu ze'al ze min ahava ve'achva. Everything Hashem commanded us, the special relationship that the Jewish people are supposed to have of brotherly love, well, in order to become one of the Jewish people, one has to abide by our philosophical beliefs. It's not enough that you're born into it. In order for a person to be one of the crowd, so to speak, he also has to accept these things. V'afilu asama sheyachol liyot min ha'averot mechamat ha'avato v'itgabrut yitzorah. And even if a person did whatever sins because he was overtaken with desire, his desire to do bad overcame him. Hareu na'anash lefi godel meriyo. Although he will be punished in accordance with his how bad his sin was, v'yesh lo chelek, but he will have a portion in the world to come. Hashem pays us back. We know that's one of the principles, that there is punishment. But nonetheless, a person has a portion in the world to come. V'hu miposhei Yisrael, even though he is one of the sinners of Israel. V'chasher yefakpek adam b'yisod me'elu ha'yisodot. But if a person doubts one of these fundamentals, harei zeh yatza min haklal, then he removes himself from the general congregation. V'kafal b'ikar, and that's called that he is an apostate, he has denied the fundamentals. V'nikra min, and then he is given the name of a min, the apikores, v'kotzetz bantiot, and this is the concept that our sages said, someone who cuts down the plantings. V'chova lisnoto v'lashmido, and we're obligated to hate him and get rid of him. I don't think he means literally get rid of him. He means stay away from him. About a person like that, the Pasuk says, Hashem, those who hate you, I hate. So, the Rambam over here went off on a tangent in his introduction to the 10th chapter of Sanhedrin. The 10th chapter begins with the Mishnah, Kol Yisrael Yishlem Chelek La'olam Haba. All of Israel has a portion in the world to come. The Rambam says, in order to be part of this group called Israel, to have a portion in the world to come, one has to accept these 13 principles. Because the Mishnah itself states that Ve'elu She'en Lem Chelek La'olam Haba, the following people do not have a portion in the world to come. And the Mishnah enumerates someone who says there is no Tchiyat HaMetim, there is not going to be any resurrection of the dead. And the Mishnah continues to enumerate who else does not have a portion in the world to come. The Rambam understands it's not only a person who denies Tchiyat HaMetim, it's a person who denies any of the fundamentals, which the Rambam enumerates to be 13, these 13 fundamentals. The Rambam says, V'kvar erachti b'dvarim od, and I've already spoken at length here about this concept, V'yatzati minyan chiburi, and I've gone on a tangent from the main purpose here of this compilation, the compilation which is supposed to be a commentary on Mishnah. Ela she'asiti ken, but the reason I went off on this tangent was, lefi she'ra'iti she'zeh to'elet me'emunah, because I saw this is something that will be beneficial for people in their emunah, in their belief. Lefi she'ani asafti lecha dvarim rabim, because here in this introduction, I gathered many worthwhile things, mo'ilim hamfuzarim b'chiburim rabim v'gdolim, that are scattered throughout different works. Go figure out what are the principles without the Rambam. You have to look in many, many, many works till you come up with it. Haya bahem me'oshar v'chazor al dvarai eile pa'amim rabot. The Rambam says, now, heye bahem me'oshar, be happy with my words, because I've done you a favor by gathering these concepts, these 13 principles to one place, and review them many times, v'itmonen bahem etev, and take a good look at what I've said. V'intashle otcha machshavtcha And if your thought misleads you, and you think you understand these concepts because you've learned them once or 10 times, Hashem yodea shebesheker hishlita otcha. Hashem knows that you've deceived yourself. And don't be quick in learning these 13 principles. I didn't just write it as it came by my way. But I analyzed these concepts a long time before I wrote what I wrote. And I took time to look into which opinions are correct, which are incorrect. And then I summarized what every person has to believe, and I explained the claims that are fit for each and every concept. And I ask Hashem to guide me in the path of truth. And now I'll come back to the concepts of this chapter, and now he goes back to explain the rest of the Mishnayot. But the Rambam tells us, don't think you've mastered these concepts because you've learned them 10 times. We only learned them once here in class. But the Rambam says you have to look and take note and analyze and review and go in depth, and don't deceive yourself to think that you've mastered it by just learning through it even 10 times. Which leads us to the next question, which is, what should we learn next in this time? And I was thinking maybe we should go over to the Sefer HaIkarim, which is a work by Rav Yosef Elbow, which focuses on the Ikarim, the fundamental points. It focuses on the Rambam's 13 principles, and he shows how they really boil down to 3 principles. So that's a question I'm posing to you guys.